Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online. Pastor McCarty.
Oh, hey, it's just Spoozy and Springy Vibe. You know what? I just realized something. I am an hour early.
Okay. You're actually right on time. And I have
I am?
Yeah, I have to get the show back. Hold on for a second.
Hang up
and call back in.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Hello, everybody. I am sorry about that. We're going to get Frankie Vibe on the line. Conference call. Everybody, if you're just tuning in, we apologize. We apologize for the delay. And we are going to get ready to start this show. DJ Frankie Vibe, how are you?
Hey, Sister Pucci, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Glad to be inside. It's snowing in Chicago.
Oh, okay. Not snowing here in New Jersey. Now it's actually warm. It was about 50 degrees today.
Look at God work. Look at him work. Did he do it? I knew he could do it. Watch him do it. He's doing it. All right. I know we don't have a lot of time, and, you know, I just wanted to let everyone know that the next show will be the 23rd of February. It'll be the Y4C show, the Youth for Christ, and they're taking over the studio. And I want everyone to tune in and support the youth. And that's all I have for the church announcement. So I'm going to let you take the floor because you have a wonderful teaching on the Holy Spirit that we want to listen to.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Sister Pucci. Matter of fact, let me just click on something here on the computer, just pull something up. But thank you once again for having me here on the Journey Home Outreach Ministry. It's truly an honor and blessing to be with you once again. Just so thankful to be able to do what we do for God's glory and just to be able to talk to the people about just about the Lord. You know,
yes.
he is alive and he is well. Mm-hmm. And I'm just so thankful that I belong to him
yes.
And Sister Pucci belongs to him.
Yes.
And those who are listening, I just believe, God, that you belong to him as well. I just believe that.
Mm-hmm. They're all his children.
Yes, we are. Yes,
mm-hmm.
we are.
Mm-hmm.
We truly are. But on tonight, I actually just want to just kind of talk just a little bit about how House of Inspirations came to pass. But it's going to tie into the teaching as well.
Wonderful.
You know, it's just a little background on why we do what we do. You know, because, you know, we just believe in praising God through the Gospel House sound. You know, we just believe in praising God, period. You know, we are created to praise God. We're created to worship God.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are.
I'm sorry?
I said, yes, we are.
We are. We are created to worship. We are created to praise.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's truly worthy to be praised.
Yeah, amen.
And I'm just so thankful for that revelation that was imparted to me, 17 years ago when I was, you know, when they talk, you know, that saying about I was lost, but I was found. Yeah, I was lost. I didn't know nothing about God. I didn't want to know anything about God. I was just pretty much just marching to the beat of my own drum. I was a DJ in the world. I actually used to have a weekly residency at a alternative lifestyle venue, getting paid very well, hanging out with my fellow DJ friends, and just neglecting things that were important to me. My oldest son at the time, was maybe around 12 years old, 11 years old.
Okay.
And actually neglecting him because, you know, I was just so into the music and
mm-hmm.
into, you know, making money and, you know, just all this, you know, and the women too.
Definitely
the women.
Yeah.
You know, getting the attention because you're playing their favorite song or playing a request and just seeing people, you know, just being happy and dancing. It was just a great high, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't do any drugs because the music was my drug.
Right.
The music
absolutely.
Was my drug.
And, you know, music can be intoxicating. That's why it's so important, you know, even now, as you know, once you love house music, you love it. A lot of people who are listening have told me that they have never heard this type of music in their country, and a lot of us coming from Africa. And so, you know, but that's the word they use, that it's intoxicating. The beat and the transitions and the work that the DJ, like yourself, a Christian DJ, goes into making it a Christian mix is just awesome, the way the spirit flows through you.
And what was funny back then, depending where I played, I actually had like a few pieces here and there of what we know today as gospel house music. And, you know,
right.
I'll never forget, I was actually, matter of fact, the first time I played in Newark, New Jersey, which is one of our biggest cities in New Jersey,
okay.
I actually got the opportunity to open up for the resident DJ, and I actually played Yolanda Adams.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of the song right off the top of my head. But, yeah, I'm playing Yolanda Adams, but I'm playing in a strip club.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but you know what? That's how much of the music I cared about. I didn't care because, first of all, I didn't know the Lord. I didn't know the impact. I just knew it was Yolanda Adams. It was a popular song, and I'm going to play it. That was
And you know what it is no matter where God's children are, no matter where you are, He's going to send His angel to tell them about something. So you actually paying Yolanda Adams in a strip club is good, because Jesus would have been right there with you.
Yeah, but once again, at that time
right.
At that time,
didn't know.
Didn't have a clue.
Yeah,
I knew it was a good song and needed to be played.
All right.
Once I gave my life to the Lord and the person who had the most impact, not just on me, but on my son as well, is Minister Kim, who was the Journey Home Ministries Christian life coach.
Mm-hmm.
God reunited us because we had known each other growing up, and God reunited us, and, you know, and she kept talking about this God thing about her teaching youth at her home, at her mom's house,
right.
Her and her mom. And it was like, what's all this God stuff? I don't remember this stuff when we were dating back in the day. What's all this God stuff? And she said,
right.
You know, you might want to bring your son by one day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right.
And I commend you for that, you know, by doing that, because we're responsible for our children.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't get that they are held responsible for everything the children does and, you know, does not do. So you have to instill God in them early so they have
something
to fall back on when it hits the world.
Well, I just praise God that I did it then. Because it actually, for me, it actually took me back from when I was about my son's age at that time. And I would, my parents would send me to Ohio and spend time with my grandfather during the summer,
mm-hmm.
who was a preacher.
Mm-hmm.
But back then in the 70s, there was no Sunday school. I pretty much went where he went. And as a kid, I really didn't. I didn't learn anything. I didn't learn about the Bible. I didn't learn nothing.
Nothing.
You know, it was, you know, hey, this is my grandfather. This is what he does, and that's it.
That's it.
You know, there is no, well, Daddy, I don't feel like going tonight.
No.
There was none of that.
I know a lot of people can relate to that, you know.
Yeah, no, it was, you know, hey, you know, we got Bible study tonight, and we're going to Bible study.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so with my son, you know, I accepted the invitation, and each and every time he would just get a revelation of learning about something about the things of God. And he would ask me questions. He literally would challenge me whether he knew it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And as a father, I didn't have the answers because I didn't know the things of God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So one Friday night, I decided to go with him. I said, let me see what's going on here. And so I saw Minister Kim and her mom teach the class, and I just saw the look on these kids.
Right.
And they were taking it. They were just taking it in. My son's eyes were lit up. He was truly enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw that, I said, "Oh, I said, Lord, I don't know you, but you're saying something."
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
eventually, we would go to church with Kim because that was the one thing Kim never did. She never gave us this ultimatum that, well, we're seeing each other. You know, you got to come to church. She never did that. She was who God created to be. She wasn't a quote unquote holy roller or anything like that. But all she did was share her faith with us.
Yeah, and I have to piggyback on that. You know, as Christians, that is exactly how we are supposed to behave. When we encounter someone who is new to the faith or never heard about Jesus, and we're supposed to let our life be a living testimony in order for other people to see the glory of God. And that doesn't require you being a browbreeder, you know, and knocking people over the head with Bibles and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I can truly say that I saw God in her. I can
mm-hmm.
truly say I saw the Jesus in her. And we eventually started, you know, attending church, and eventually we gave our lives to the Lord, which was the best and greatest thing that we ever done as a father and son. And we've been in the faith ever since. We have not turned away. Has it been easy? Of course not. But I'm so thankful that whatever I'm going through, that the Lord is on my side and he's with me. I'd rather have him on my side than not have him be at my side at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, as you know, we're going through our Christian walk with the Lord, he just changed things around. You know, I stopped going to clubs on the regular. I actually started
right.
to take responsibility and raise my son.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget. I came to work one Saturday night, and I told the owner, I said, "This is the last night that I'm playing. I'm just turning my
right.
life around, and
right.
I can't do this anymore."
Right.
And so I as I was growing, I would just sit down and talk to God, and I said, you know, Father, what do you want me to do with this music thing? I mean, you gave it to me. You sent the people to teach me this because I always wanted to do this. What do I do with it now?
Mm-hmm.
And he told me, just like I'm talking to you, he said, you're going to praise me through this music.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to send you out. I'm going to send you the people, and people are going to come to you. But you're going to praise me through this music. You're going to introduce me to others.
Right. Right.
And sure enough, he did a quick and mighty work. I mean, he turned it around so fast. He really did, because of less than a year, I wound up being on the radio, which is that was always been a dream of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I wound up being on the radio, being part of a gospel music staff,
okay.
being trained in radio, filled in for my radio mentor, and then eventually having my own show on the radio.
All right.
And then
from
there, going to churches and playing this music.
Right.
And along the way, meeting people like-minded.
Yeah, that's when I came out of the world and stopped going to clubs, you know, house music was so embedded in me that when I founded the ministry, I said I wanted house music to be a part of it, because there is something about the way that it is crafted together by the DJ that you can definitely hear a message, a theme, because it's flowing through their spirit, you know, and it is manifesting through music. And like I said, God loved, he made us on the last day when everything was done.
That's right. He didn't make us on the first day.
No, he didn't need no help. He needed no help whatsoever for us. He made us and rested. And he said, I made you only to praise and worship. And, you know, I'm glad that you are sharing this with the audience and about your faith walk and how the House of Inspiration came about. Now, you said how old is the House of Inspiration? 23 years, did you say?
It was actually founded in 2000. That's
okay.
When it was founded. Yeah, that's when it was founded. And, you know, I mean, I'm just so thankful that the ministry God has given me and others, it didn't just end with me. Once again, you know, being around like-minded believers of the faith, they saw what I did and would email me or call me and just ask me about material. They would ask me about artists. And, you know, I'm just so thankful that I've been around, you know, artists that love the Lord just like I do, that mm-hmm. that love the music and love what the music can do, which actually is bringing me to a few things that the music does. Matter of fact, if I can just
Like
I said, I'm on the computer, so bear with me.
bear with me, but we're out of time.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
We're out of time. We're going to allow people to listen to your styling with the Gospel House sound with the mix for the month. But it's about 40 minutes long, so we're going to start with that. Anything else you want to – I know you had a lot to say, but –
I tried to cut it down.
Spirit don't work that way. Sorry, it just don't work that way.
I tried. I really did.
I mean, got whatever. It doesn't work that way. What can you tell the people who are out there who have never experienced this, what they should be taking away from a mix by you?
I would say, first of all, just be open to receive.
Okay.
What the music will bring. There are four, and I there are four dimensions of gospel music, and this is where gospel house music gets its foundation from. It's a dimension of worship. It's we touch on the traditional dimension. You know,
mm-hmm.
music that's from the heart of the psalmist, that goes to the people, that edifies the body of Christ. It's
okay.
evangelistic.
Right.
It reaches outside of the church to evangelize, to bring people to the body.
Mm-hmm.
Praise.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you're going to hear your choirs. You're going to get your foot stomping gospel music that praises God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also contemporary. It is a form of contemporary gospel music. It keeps the spiritual focus on the traditional Black gospel music. It doesn't.
Okay.
Those are the foundations, and
okay.
that's what gospel house music touches on each and every one of them.
And if you want to talk further with Frankie Vibe, who's also the director of our men's ministry, you can email him at fvibe@journeyhomeministries.org. Pass the link around. I'm getting ready for you to actually hear what he just got that is telling you. DJ Frankie Vibe, hang out with me. And let's hit the next one of mine. And here we go.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his powers. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him in the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the string instruments and organ. Praise him upon the loud sounding cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
Oh, sounds of DJ Frankie Vibe in the House of Inspirations Mix Show. Let's go get it.
life. You make it dance. You make me wanna dance.
That was a great mix. A very great mix. So, everyone, please join us again next month, the third Wednesday of the month, for DJ Frankie Vibes House of Inspiration show. If you go to jhom.org, you can hook up with him with the men's ministry, of the ministries page, as well as the House of Inspiration. They have a Facebook group as well. Starting tomorrow, you should be able to go to their Facebook page, the House of Inspiration. But you can definitely go to the men's ministry page right now. All right, I wanted to just thank you. Yes, that's true. Thank you for being so patient with us. Thank you for always joining us. We love the people who listen live. We love the people who listen later. We just are so blessed at the ministry to have such faithful followers. And we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. And if you give me once, please, please, if you enjoy the show, definitely pass on the link. Let somebody know about it. It is totally free for you to come worship with us. So we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with How Great Thou Art. I finally thought so. Everyone have a blessed, blessed month, and I will see you next Tuesday with the youth. Here we go.